Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Cut. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye. Shit.
I was hoping you'd come up with some things at Glastonbury, just for the listeners. Franco was texting me at one point and I was saying, oh, come on then, give us some tales of Glastonbury. How's it going? And it was the most scathing review. It was like a sort of, it sounded like you wanted to say, I hate it, but you were holding yourself back. And it was such a like, oh yeah, no, it's, you know, there's a couple of acts, they've been quite good, but on the flip side of things, I fucking hate everyone.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
I wish everyone was dead. And it was such a, Jesus, you obviously have hated every moment of this.
It's not for me. It was so fucking, so middle class. There was so many fucking middle class people there. To be fair, it's like 250,000 people and like two police officers. Like, it's really safe. And loads of people off their feet. But I didn't do any drugs for the festival. Like, I went with my partner, and her friends are all pretty tame and lovely. So I wasn't on any drugs, which makes festivals hard. And no one else was really drinking. Like, if you go to, like, I used to do festivals back in the day, and you kind of need drugs to make it bearable. And that's kind of what they're for, aren't they? Like, you know, ecstasy makes music really good.
You know, I'm not on big on the drugs front, but, like, I wouldn't be able to go if I couldn't get hammered.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sleep in a tent. If I'm not drunk, so
no,
you so know, like, just for the comfort element, let alone
but you know, like that's what people who might do recreational drugs every so often, festivals are kind of where you'd see them, and so there's loads of people off their face on drugs, and my partner's friends don't even really drink that much, so when I was getting drunk at one point, someone was like, "Oh, you're getting a bit drunk," I was like, "Oh, you don't want to be told you're getting a bit drunk," and they said it in a nice way, they said it in such a lovely way, but I was like, "Oh," then you just know that you're probably speaking louder or being a bit more like just blurry. So it was a bit like, my feet hurt.
You want to be around your usual lads with that, where they just bolster that effect. Well, or they just go, you think you're being loud, I'm just going to shout in your ear now.
But it was, and then the music was fine. It was all fine, and I just feel like it's just so not my vibe. Like, I can't hack.
It was all fucking fine, right? It was completely fucking fine.
But it's like mad expensive, like crazy expensive. We took booze in, which is fine, but I drank my bottle of rum in like a day, and then I was on beers the second day. I don't know. It was fine. It's absolutely. But everyone around you fucking loves it. They think it's the best thing in the world, and everyone there like thinks, they're always like, oh, this place is like, and I'm definitely the minority. Everyone loves it. Me and my partner were like, this is absolutely fine. But when I was there, what was quite cool, being a part of like a crowd. So like Elton John, I think, was the biggest crowd they've ever had at Glastonbury. And they don't know exactly
huge,
the numbers.
Mate. I've seen some pictures like. But...
Well, they assume it's around 150,000 people were watching him. And I was stood in that. And it is crazy how many Welsh flags are there. Like, because, you know, Glastonbury's famous for its flags. They were just flags everywhere, and there were so many Welsh flags, and there was like a Owain Glyndŵr flag and like a Welsh independence flag.
When you sent me that, I was buzzing. Owain Glyndŵr was like fucking coat of arms. I was like, not even just a Welsh flag, but like so niche. Yeah. Oh, well, not niche for a Welsh person, but niche in terms of Glastonbury. Like, how many coats of arms of Owain Glyndŵr were there?
It is bizarre, isn't it? When I was in this big crowd, because I was like fucking daydreaming, wishing I was anywhere else, I'd look up and I'd see a Welsh flag like maybe 500 feet ahead of me, and I was thinking, oh, this is what it'd be like in battle, like, because I saw it and the proudness and like palch there, like the like, oh, go on, I got so like emotive seeing it, and I thought that's what you'd be like if you're in the midst of a battle and you saw your country's flag like 1,000 yards ahead of you, you'd be like, keep fighting for the flag.
And then I was Elton like John playing in the background like, yeah,
it's gonna be a long hunt. I was like, I can't do it. Come re-reath, so I was shouting into the sky. So yeah, everywhere I go, the pod follows me. History follows. But it was fine. It was absolutely fine. Good luck.
It was completely fine. Yeah. All right.
Good luck to the lads. That's what I say. They'll be all right there.
God bless them. Godspeed.
Yeah, but like all my partner's friends who were going, they left. I was quite glad that Emma didn't like it too much either. Like, it's just like we even paid for, like, for this tent to be put up for us through this like snooty little, it's private. They have a place called like Stinkfield or Stitch Lynch or something like that, and it's like a
Stinkfield. That's gotta be it, isn't it? Yeah,
I kept
marked his
that.
Dream that. Yeah,
and you're in this field that it's a part of Glastonbury, but you can pay for like a year or a 2-man tent to be put up for you, and it was £400 for a 2-man tent.
Fucking hell!
But you got your own showers and a proper toilet. My God, the toilets there. This is like hack comedy stuff, like what old comedians would like make fun of festival toilets. Mm. This was like a war crime. The stench was just unbelievable.
One night in Download, and this wasn't even we stayed off site in Download. It's like this hotel that does like
camping.
They let you rent their camping in their like garden sort of thing. Garden, their property, whatever. Anyway, they got these like portaloo things, and one night the stench was so bad it like attracted like I'm not kidding you, like a swarm of flies.
Oh, yeah.
They were buzzing around there. I'm not a big fan of bugs as it is, right? Well, I was trying to have a piss in one of the urinals. I was looking up, and it was, you just hear like above you, because they were just everywhere. It's as if they'd gone, this is our home now. This is ours. You have to leave now because it stinks so bad. You've attracted us.
I can, because they have these massive drops. They're called like drop shitters or something, where you just shit
long drops. Goes, they didn't do long maybe. Drops, surely.
Yeah, it's long drops. That's what they're called. And
they only have real toilets.
No water, just long drops. So it just goes and then because it was so hot, the stench. It did feel like, especially when you walk down,
shitting
you
in
see,
a hole.
Or you see a sea of tents, like hundreds of thousands of tents, and you think, oh, this does feel like a war camp. Like we're about to go somewhere. Then the smell is so bad, like 100,000 more than that, shitting in a fucking hole, and the stench, everything was just abysmal. And then you get sawdust to throw up, throw it. And I heard someone say they thought the sawdust was for your ass, that you threw the sawdust.
Wiped your ass with the sawdust. Yeah. Oh, God.
And, but then ours had like proper toilets, and I've never been happier. I just sat in this little shitter, just sat there thinking, this is heaven. I don't have to be around anybody else.
That long drop like, shit does sound bloody horrible, to be fair.
But if I was with like more like my kind of friends, it'd have been more easy because we'd all just be drunk the entire time.
And the shits would have been all the worse for it as well.
Yeah, true. Well, my partner, who didn't drink much at all, got really bad food poisoning on the way home. And there was massive queues for sushi. Who's queuing for sushi at a fucking 30
sushi,
degrees
a fucking
festival?
That's asking for bloody trouble. Yeah.
That teaches the middle class to be fucking the hoi polloi. Just be like I did. I ate nothing but chips for 3 days straight and my stomach was
chips
fine.
Chips and burgers, man. I had a bowl of mac and cheese at one point in Download. It was fucking gorgeous, actually. But it did come out just, well, not too far from the consistency it went in, to be honest. But...
Did we have a review to read? We normally have a little review.
I've got a review, of course we do. This is the new us now, isn't it? Reading reviews out at the start. So, this new review, to move swiftly on, is from, and I love this username, it's from BuffDaddy91.
I'm a real Buff Daddy 91.
Sounds like a different version of like Shawn Michaels' intro music from Bang. I'm
Insert
just a
that
sexy
now.
Boy. I'm just a buff daddy.
I'm just a real buff daddy. Yeah. I like when they add names to stuff because it sounds like the Buff Daddy original has been taken. So they have to add their name up.
Buff Daddy Nana Word.
I'm a real buff daddy.
So yeah, Buff Daddy. He likes us. He gives us 5 stars. Absolute boy.
Yeah.
Title of it, Easy Listen. And he says, easy listen and laughing all the way through. Presenters have a good rapport.
Stop teasing me, Buff Daddy.
Presenters have a good rapport and don't take themselves too seriously. Brightens up those dull commutes to work. Can't wait to hear more inaccurate Welsh facts about Welsh history. Cadwch at y bois bach.
Diolch yn fawr. Buff Daddy is here to
Thank
pump
you, Buff
me
Daddy.
Up.
Buff Daddy. Buff Daddy, he reviews your podcast.
Buff Daddy makes me feel horny. Buff Daddy makes me feel horny.
Buff Daddy, five-star cock.
Buff Daddy reviewing podcasts and cock all around the nation.
Well, Buff Daddy 91, I can only say a thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much for that lovely review.
You know, when we got a Buff Daddy on board, the pod's doing okay.
And Watch our numbers climb sky high now. We got Buff Daddy on side.
And for two men with actual daddy issues, it's a fucking godsend to have Buff Daddy there. He won't leave
wish
as well.
I had a Buff
with
Daddy growing up.
Yeah. I wish Buff Daddy was around when we were young.